In the presidential campaign, it's been an epically bad week for Donald Trump. The list of prominent Republicans backing away from Trump is growing, as are the number of polls showing him trailing Hillary Clinton. New national polls show him 5 to 15 points behind, and swing state polls have Clinton solidly ahead in Florida, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. A new WBUR poll this week in New Hampshire shows Trump trailing Clinton by 15 points there. Trump is expected in New Hampshire this weekend after campaigning in Maine yesterday. Joining us now this morning to talk about all this are our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Let's start with the polls. We're still a month before Labor Day, when most Americans traditionally start paying close attention to the presidential race. So even though the media is fixated on Trump's troubles, should his campaign be all that worried about the headlines and the polls this far out from Election Day, Todd?
Yes, the Trump campaign should be worried. It would be political malpractice for them not to be worried. And there are reports of more shakeups in the Trump campaign, because despite Trump saying they've never been more united, the Republican Party is close to civil war. Polls mean much more at this point than polls have meant at a similar point in past campaigns, because Trump is already 100% known, unlike past nominees. And this race is covered more extensively and followed more closely by ordinary voters, because it's a wacky reality show, and now with Trump's craziness, it's a train wreck.
Dan Payne.
Yeah, it's so far off the rails, you can't even see the rails anymore. You know, he was in Virginia recently, and he told a county Republican chairman, you set the schedule. Don't listen to New York, his campaign headquarters. So when a candidate is at war with his own campaign, that usually leads to a very bad outcome.
Todd Domke, do you think that the Trump campaign is as far off the rails as the media and Dan Payne says?
Yes. There were reports from sources inside the campaign that the staff was feeling suicidal. They were so despondent that the candidate was out of control and wouldn't change his behavior. You know, Trump was attacking a Gold Star family, a general, a fire marshal, leaders of the party that nominated him. Now, the campaign has done better in fundraising, but they haven't really made serious progress in organizing in the swing states. That's not something you can do in a few weeks. And most party activists are not eager to go out there and defend him. And most of his true believers don't have the skills or tact to do it.
All right, Dan, as I understand it, under the GOP rules, there's no way Trump can be forced out of the race by the growing number of GOP leaders unhappy with him, but he can withdraw if he so chooses. What's your take on the likelihood or not that Trump makes the decision to get out? But I should point out in asking the question that Trump himself has not talked about this, and there's zero indication of it from his campaign, even though it is being talked about a lot by Republicans outside the Trump campaign.
Yeah, the chances that he'll withdraw are somewhere between zero and minus one. His ego couldn't tolerate quitting. He talks about winning so much. He sounds like Charlie Sheen when he was having his meltdown. He kept talking about winning, winning, winning. Winning is all there is. You know, he one of his favorite riffs is, we don't win anymore. And when I'm president, you're going to get sick of winning. So a man who talks like that is not about to withdraw.
I agree. Some party operatives were said to research contingencies just in case, but I think it's wishful thinking by a lot of Republicans. It's kind of a what-if fantasy. After all, it's not realistic to say that Trump should quit because he is a narcissistic, delusional sociopath, because if he is a narcissistic, delusional sociopath, he won't quit. That would be against his nature. But to appreciate how crazy this situation has become, one national conservative radio talk show host who supports Trump, Hugh Hewitt, has asked the Never Trump people if they'd go along with Trump quitting the race if his condition was that they'd nominate one of his children to replace him. In response, someone pointed out the obvious, we're not a banana republic.
Under the rules, the Republican National Committee would find a presidential candidate to replace Trump if he got out. But at this point, who would want the job?
I imagine the usual suspects, Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, Newt Gingrich, Chris Christie, Ted Cruz, maybe Gary Busey?
Well, Mitt Romney might want to give it a second try. But the way he savaged Trump last March, the Trump people would never forgive him. And so millions of Trump fans would consider Romney the devil incarnate.
All right, a couple of quick questions before we finish this morning. You have to think Trump voters would be incensed if Trump leaves the race. Will they blame the GOP party and make it really tough for any replacement candidate to beat Hillary Clinton?
Absolutely. They have a bare tolerance for the party and its mechanisms, so they wouldn't tolerate any replacement.
That's right. Trump fans were angry before. Now, if that happened, they'd be heading to the hardware store to buy pitchforks and torches. They'd need heavy medication to calm down. Trump would whip them into a frenzy, playing the martyr, claiming everything is rigged. On the other hand, if Trump continues to be Trump, the Republican Party loses not just the shot at the presidency, but control of the Senate and possibly control of the House. So for the Republican Party, I agree with those who think that Trump has become an extinction-level event.
All right, so if you're Hillary Clinton, how do you play all this for the rest of the summer?
Well, I think they're following a shrewd strategy of Clinton sticking to her script and letting her TV ads and surrogates provoke Trump into overreacting. And then behind the scenes, they're reaching out to Republicans like she did with Meg Whitman, who will raise millions for her, and as the Clinton campaign did at the Democratic National Convention. She is broadening her appeal to attract independents and Republicans while Trump is trying to keep his Republican base from collapsing. The race isn't over, but if these trends continue, Trump is toast.
Dan Payne, last word.
Well, there's a saying in politics, never commit homicide on an opponent who's committing suicide. So Hillary Clinton will stay out of the race and stay out of attacking Trump, that is. She did do something clever the other day. She brought up the business that Trump does not have his apparel made in America, that it's made in China and other countries, and here's the guy who's going to make America, you know, better than it's ever been and more jobs here and whatever. And he isn't even doing that now as a businessman. So she's being clever in trying to stay away from the main attacks on him, just working on the edges.
Sort of like surgical strikes.
Yes, yes.
Democrat Dan Payne, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Republican analyst Todd Domke, thank you.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Dan and Todd write about the presidential campaign every week for WBUR. Find what they say at Politicker at WBUR.org.